The recent flooding throughout the Midwest has brought increased worries about the region's levee systems. Gerald Galloway has been sounding the alarm about the system for more than 15 years. He's a professor of civil and environmental engineering at the University of Maryland, and he's also a retired Army Brigadier General who has worked with the Army Corps of Engineers. He joins us from Arlington, Virginia. Welcome to the program, sir.
My pleasure.
Now, you've studied the nation's levees after the Midwest floods of 1993 and again in 2006 after Hurricane Katrina. What kind of shape are they in?
The difficult problem is we don't know. After the 1993 flood in the Midwest, we did a report for the White House and indicated that as a nation, we didn't know where our levees are and we didn't know what their condition was and that something ought to be done about that. After Katrina, we found very much the same thing, we also know that many of these levees are not in good repair, that there is not good supervision of their performance over time, and that something needs to be done about that. Both in 2006 and in 1994, we reported that to the government.
Now, if we reach back to the flooding of the 1990s, described then as a 100-year flood, you made a series of specific recommendations. What did you say needed to be done at that point?
Well, you could start at the national level with the need for a Floodplain Management Act that we needed to specifically define responsibilities, the need for a revision to an executive order that was initially promulgated by President Carter that called for the federal government to carry out its responsibilities. Don't support, don't fund projects that are in the floodplain that would require people that are locating in the floodplain, such things as hospitals and fire stations, water treatment plants, not to put them in a place where they would flood, put them at an area that would be protected from a greater than 500-year flood. We also said that there needed to be a national levee inventory. There needed to be attention to the proper maintenance. There needed to be a comprehensive approach to the amalgam of levees and dams and other structures at the federal, local, and state level. Somebody needed to put those together in a comprehensive manner, and we recommended that the Mississippi River Commission be given that responsibility.
Now, I want to be careful not to get into an "I told you so" situation because, it's never good to be on to wag your finger at people. But how many of those recommendations were followed through on?
Essentially, none of the recommendations I just mentioned to you. We had over 100 recommendations, and many of the lesser ones were followed. And one that was very important, there was a reform of the National Flood Insurance Program in 94, and they did put into that act some of the items that we recommended. For example, it used to be you could buy insurance 5 days before the flood occurred, and you would be covered. That seemed not to be a very good thing to do because it was giving people the wrong incentive, just predict when the flood's coming, and they extended that to 30 days. Things like that took place. The big items didn't.
So with levees that have failed all up and down the river system from Iowa down now through Missouri, is this something that we would call a natural disaster or is this a man-made disaster?
It's a natural disaster where the damages are made worse by man. The challenge is we're not in this country communicating the risk to people that are behind levees. I'm just so impressed by the fact that many, many people in the Midwest are saying to the reporters when they visit with them, I didn't know I was at risk. I didn't know my levee would fail. I didn't know it wasn't of a sufficient height to protect me. We've got to do a better job of communicating to people who are at risk that they are at risk and their responsibility to know how to evacuate, to floodproof their home, and especially to buy insurance, even if they're behind a levee.
Mr. Galloway, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Gerald Galloway is a professor of civil and environmental engineering at the University of Maryland. He worked with the Army Corps of Engineers.